Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man. We already got today's Oh for Pete's Sake moment. I was doing some last-minute show prep, and I thought, okay, I saw this headline, and I just started laughing just hysterically. It's like, my goodness. This is what passes for journalism these days. Let me just, if you want to laugh this morning, too, I know it's okay to laugh at 6:06 in the morning. If you're coming off the night shift, or if you're just waking up, it's okay to laugh first thing in the morning. Look at this headline about the Democrat candidate for governor from one of these left-wing, dark money-funded so-called news outlets here. Ryan Bussey's mission to convert Republican voters. Oh, my goodness. The guy isn't even going to be able to get all of the Democrats to vote for him in the governor's race, let alone convert Republican voters. What an absolute joke. The guy was paid $150 an hour by the state of California to testify in support of their gun grab. He not only did he get paid to try to testify in support of taking away gun rights in America, the guy got, you know, paid a whole bunch of money to write a book slamming the gun industry. The guy got paid, you know, I don't know if he gets paid to support the Giffords gun grabbing group's efforts, but he's a part of that. He was supporting Joe Biden. He was actually an advisor on, you know, probably one. I'm sure he wasn't that prominent an advisor, but nonetheless, he's got that anchor around him that he was a advisor to Joe Biden's 2020 campaign. So another gun grabbing group that he's been a part of. I mean, give me a break. The guy doesn't even have a chance in Montana. And then his running mate. His running mate is this Silver Spoon lawyer from Great Falls who got the job for Governor Steve Bullock because mommy and daddy donated a bunch of money to Democrats over the years. So this kid gets a job as the lead lawyer for former Democrat Governor Steve Bullock. And what does he do in that job? He becomes the lockdown lawyer, shutting down churches but keeping abortion mills up and running, going after small businesses in Montana, telling them to shut down, but then not going after the big box stores. And so the lockdown lawyer is his running mate. I mean, so you got a guy that wants to take away your gun rights partnering with one of the biggest failures in American history, which was these COVID lockdowns and these COVID mandates. And this was the guy that was pushing this stuff. This was the guy that was litigating this stuff. Seriously, it is such an absolute joke. Is there a more laughingstock candidacy in the entire country when it comes to governor's races or anything else like that? I mean, is there a bigger laughingstock than you are in Montana? I mean, even most Democrats have to pretend to support gun rights, and at this point should at least pretend that they were opposed to the stupid lockdowns and the mandates. This is your guys' team, your candidates here. Oh, man. Anyway, just funny headlines, and it's funny what passes for journalism these days. Hey, if you were at the Trump rally in Bozeman, or even if you didn't make it to the Trump rally in Bozeman, we have got the entire video. All of the speakers, the Montana folks, President Trump, Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, it's all included. You can see the full video, montanatalks.com. Plus, I took a bunch of photographs. Getty Images has some great photographs. We've got an entire photo gallery from the Trump rally in Bozeman. If you have the Montana Talks app on your smartphone, or if you don't, get it, and you can see it all there.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, hey, what the heck? Let's start with a caller. I'm never fully ready to go here in the 6 o'clock hour anyway. We got, looks like a newer caller on the phone lines, or at least somebody who hasn't called in for a while. Ricky in Bozeman, what's going on? What's got you all ready to sound off first thing this morning?
Well, I started living in Billings.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry. And
I might owe you an apology, you know what I mean? Because a while back, you know, I've been calling you for about 6 years. And, you know, and I guess I got misconstrued at one time, you know, when I said, you know, it's about time y'all, you know, stood up, you know, and you're all of a sudden, you're always fighting the good fight, and which you are. And what I, you know, to me, it was all complimentary. You know what I mean? You're getting to the point, you're like Mark Levin.
Oh no, I'm far from that good. Oh man, well, I got a lot more work to do than that. Yeah.
Well, at my age, at 63 years old, you know, I grew up with Rush, and you know, and Mark Levin, and that was the point I was trying to make. And I, you know, and some people called in and they said, "Oh, that guy doesn't know what he's talking about." You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. I remember now. Yeah, you. I think we had John Jackson on with us, and I think, so yeah, was that you that said something to the effect of, you guys are finally starting to sound like me or something, or something? Yeah. It sounded like you were saying, you guys are finally standing up to all this stuff. And we're like, we've been here for quite a while now. So, yeah. So, no, well, hey, no worries. I mean, yeah, if we misconstrued.
I didn't mean it as derogatory. I just, you know, I meant as a compliment. Okay, you know, I got to watch my words. You know what I mean?
Oh, you don't have to. Don't worry about watching your words too much. Just say what you think, and that's all right. If people get offended that easily, hey, they're in the wrong state.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something, Aaron. Hey, okay? I've been listening to radio for a long time. I'm an old man, and what you're doing is good. You know what I mean?
Well, the callers are what makes the show. So, but yeah. Anyway, what's on your mind? What did you want to talk about, or was that just kind of something that's been on your mind?
Well, that has been on my mind. You know what I mean? But now that we're over that, what a wreck, huh? I mean, this country's a wreck.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and it's going to take people like you to have a voice, and it's going to take people like others, you know what I mean, to say, okay, enough is enough. You know what I mean?
Well, you're right. I would agree with you when it says it's going to take others. You know, a lot of people ask, well, what are we going to do? What do we do about the fake media? And, well, have you called that TV station? Have you called that newspaper? Have you, call them out. Hold them accountable. I mean, that's the best part of this show is that every day, every single one of us gets held accountable. If I say something people disagree with, if Nancy in Roundup says something people disagree with, if John Jackson says something, people call in or they can message us or whatever. But, you know, the folks in the mainstream, like for example, KTVQ Television and the Montana Television Network, which is now owned by Scripps, which is this far left corporate woke outfit. And they're just for the longest time and still maybe for now, these TV stations have been number one in these markets. Right. And they had such a great crew for a number of years. And they still have a lot of good people on their team. But this woke Scripps company, you know, go woke, go broke, is starting to really erode their credibility. And, you know, when the Trump rally happened on Friday night, they posted some stupid article on their website. Oh, PolitiFact is fact-checking the Trump rally. PolitiFact is a joke. They have zero credibility. Why would you erode your own credibility by even putting their nonsense on your TV station websites, right? And so Stephanie in Carbon County, she called them out on it. She says, why are you sharing this fake news garbage? And that's what more people need to do. Hold those folks in the media accountable because they've got much thinner skin than folks realize.
Well, you know, Aaron, you know, you can only lie so much, right? And then people see it. You know what I mean? You know, you can lie and you can lie and you can lie. And then all of a sudden you look at someone and you say, you know, you're lying.
Well, and with Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, I mean, it's just run the tape. It's all right there. All you have to do is play back the video. I mean, one of the funnest moments of the Trump rally was when they just ran the Kamala Harris video montage. They ran like two of those. And that's all you have to do. Like, you and I can say it all day long. Well, Kamala Harris is this and John Tester is that. Just roll the tape on these guys.
Well, Yeah, well, you know what? When you dumb a people down, right? And you put them in a place they have nowhere else to go, they're going to follow. And that's what they're going
to
do.
Well, and I think too many on the other side, they either A, don't care because the ends justify the means, or B, they want to believe the lies that they're being fed by the fake news media. They want to believe everything. And that's why even though they see that the Russia hoax was a hoax and it all, you know, fell flat. And once they saw that the COVID lockdowns and the COVID mandates that they were cheering on or yelling at people in grocery stores, where's your mask, you know? And then when that all got exposed, even though we were already exposing it, but when it you know, officially got exposed and they realized, oh, that was all just fell flat. I mean, the Hunter Biden laptop's not real. And then they realize, oh, wait, actually it is real. And yet they continue to go with the next round of lies. They continue to go with the next fake news narrative because they really want to believe it. They really want to believe that this party that they have voted for consistently time and time again still somehow might be right eventually, no matter how many times they're wrong, no matter how many times they fail, no matter how bad things get in America, they still keep voting for it. It's like an addiction, isn't it?
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Egg Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Egg Network. Well, according to Drovers, global trading house Cargill will undergo some structural changes after missing internal earnings goals, with plans, they say, to streamline operations into 3 units instead of 5. Now, like others, Cargill is facing challenges as prices of the commodity crops they trade approach 4-year lows and crop processing margins have fallen. So beginning September 1st, Cargill will transform from 5 enterprises into 3, food, ag, and trading, as well as a specialized portfolio. Cargill's competitors, like Archer Daniels Midland and Bunge Global, also recently missed their Wall Street estimates for second quarter earnings. In some other news here on this Tuesday morning, in conjunction with the upcoming Montana Ram and Ewe Sale, headed for Miles City September 11th and 12th, Montana State University will offer a program entitled Opportunities and Challenges for U.S. Grown and Sewn Wool and Natural Fiber Clothing. They say the program will offer a relaxed but technical discussion from people who get their hands dirty on the challenges and opportunities facing the growing U.S. companies trying to compete in a global market to revive the U.S. grown and sewn wool and natural fiber clothing supply chain. Now, scheduled to appear on the program are Guy Carpenter of Bear Fiber in North Carolina, Wade Copran of Fishhook Socks in South Dakota, Evan Helley of Duckworth in Montana, and Ben Hostetler of Mountain Metal Wool out of Wyoming. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
Stop the moisture-robbing weeds with a fall burn-down application of Vita herbicide and your preferred burn-down partner. With Vita, you're not restricted on the next crop. 0 to 1 day plant back on labeled crops, 30 days on unlabeled crops. Your choice of burn-down partner, adjuvant, and 2 fluid ounces of Vita, and you've got peace of mind come spring. You've kept as much soil moisture as possible. Quick control of broadleaves, including glyphosate and ALS-resistant weeds. Add power to your burn-down. Ask for Vita herbicide. Always read and follow label directions from Gowan USA.
Attention farmers, ranchers, and forest landowners. The NRCS in Montana is accepting applications for the program year 2025 funding cycle through October 25th for EQIP. However, CSP applications are due December 27th. To learn more about technical and financial resources available to implement important conservation practices like these, visit your local NRCS field office or visit nrcs.usda.gov/Montana for more information. USDA is an equal opportunity provider, employer, and lender.
Well, the USDA will invest $400 million with at least 18 irrigation districts to help farmers continue commodity production while also conserving water across the West. Now, districts that have been selected from our region include Black Canyon Irrigation District in Idaho, Brooklyn Canal Company in Utah, Elephant Butte Irrigation District in New Mexico, Grable Valley Irrigation District in Wyoming, Huntley Project Irrigation District in Montana, Palisade Irrigation District in Colorado, and the Truckee Carson Irrigation District in Nevada. The preliminary selected districts may receive up to $15 million each in the awards and will enter into sub-agreements with the producers participating within the district. For more details, contact your local USDA Service Center. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemeth.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I was just joking with Travis about my stack of stuff in the show prep here. I had a bunch of stuff that had just kind of been piling up. You know, you never know what information you're going to need. You never know what people are going to call in and want to talk about or just what might come up. So I've always got more information than we need for the show here. And so I thought, I gotta just throw a bunch of this stuff in the recycling bin. But anyway, this was one that it was like, ooh, why did I not mention this story earlier? Because this is an important point here that is finally starting to bubble up, at least in national conservative media. We talked about the big story, which is, the stolen valor. Tim Walz is the running mate of the stolen proposals. Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is trying to sound like Donald Trump now. She's trying to steal his policy proposals and pretend that they're hers. But it's like, you're the vice president right now. You guys have been in charge for the last 3.5 years. Why haven't you already enacted these policies? But now she wants to sound like she's just a phony like John Tester. Even though she was the border czar that opened up the borders, she wants you to think that she's going to secure the borders. So it's like, well, why haven't you instead? What do we have, 10 to 15 million illegal aliens roaming this country, committing crimes left and right? But she's just as phony as John Tester, because he's already been doing this bit for quite some time now, voting to open the borders for illegal aliens while at the same time claiming to secure the border or want to secure the border. But President Donald Trump, he said it back in early June, no tax on tips. No tax on tips. He said it multiple times. He said it again Friday night in Bozeman, Montana. And then Kamala Harris comes out and steals the proposal and says, I support no tax on tips. One of the funniest things I saw this morning, other than that phony Ryan Bussey headline, was a Newsweek headline where they say, you know, it was something to the effect of Kamala Harris's policy proposal supported by a majority of Republicans. Yeah, that's because it's President Trump's proposal. It's the Republican proposal. It was a story about no tax on tips. And Newsweek was like, a majority of Republicans support Kamala Harris's proposal. That's because it's their proposal that she is now jumping on the bandwagon of at the last minute. But a very important point needs to be made here. I think it came up last night as Kayleigh McEnany was filling in for Jesse Waters' prime time on Fox News. But this was the headline from thedailywire.com a couple of days ago. Before Kamala Harris copied Trump's pledge to scrap the tip tax, Biden-Harris administration moved to enforce tip taxation. This is a very important point because Kamala Harris was the tie-breaking vote to sick the IRS on waiters and waitresses, to go after them. Okay, looks like we lost the audio feed there, but that's all right. Let's drive on here. Oh, we got some music, though. Yeah, Travis, there looks like they may not have fixed that yet. There's a couple of, you see that? There's a rejoin, and then there's another bumper. Yeah, you might want to kill the audio on that one. All right, yeah, that's a glitch that they've got inside baseball for our listeners out there. I think it kind of messes with our app listeners. In fact, I was I was kind of glad we had the glitch at 6:30 yesterday morning. Our programming team, you know, they're working to fix some things, but you know what happens when you fix one thing? Sometimes it can tinker with something else. So yeah, they've got that, see that extra rejoin and then the extra bumper that they've got there. Yeah, that's the glitch they're trying to fix there, Travis. So sorry you got to deal with that here at 6:30 on Tuesday morning. But the nice thing about that glitch was yesterday I got a chance to hear from Captain Bruce back in Orlando, Florida, listening in on this show. I was deployed to East Africa with him back in the day. And so it's like, hey, that's cool. I didn't even know he was listening in on the app, but he does that a lot. So it's so cool. You just never know who's listening. But anyway, I don't know if Vivek Ramaswamy made the point last night or if it was Miranda Devine. But we'll get to this story about how, oh, here's Kamala Harris claiming to support no taxes on tips, but yet she was the tie-breaking vote to unleash the IRS against waiters and waitresses. And John Tester was the vote that made it a 50-50 vote requiring a tie, because he voted to unleash all these IRS agents on you, on waiters and on waitresses. Let's see. We got another caller on the phone lines here. We've got Jim in Billings. Jim, what's going on?
Yeah. Hey. Good morning. Yeah. I just wanted to say, someone who speaks the truth, their words emanate from their face, forward into the future in a linear manner. A liar lies to conceal the truth. White man speak with forked tongue. A snake has a split tongue. Their words go to the left and to the right, just like a snake slithering on the ground, left to right, in search of prey. It's like they're scared. If they speak the truth, you'll see what Satan put in their heart. And anybody who knows anything about the truth knows they're lying, so you already know what's in their heart. But that's all I had to say.
All right, Jim, thanks for the call. Yeah, and it's, isn't it just so, I mean, you almost have to laugh at it, but it's also, it's just, it's really despicable because they're using this. I mean, look at, our country is on the brink right now. Western civilization is on the brink right now, really, when it comes down to it. And so when you think about it, like, they are propping up people that lie. Tim Walz lied about serving in a combat zone. Tim Walz lied about being a retired command sergeant major. Tim Walz has lied about so many things. Kamala Harris is lying about so many things. And then what do, though? They lie about themselves, and then they lie about you. They lie about combat veterans like Tim Sheehy. They lie about combat veterans like Ronnie Jackson. And then they use fake phony in the media. The media uses fake phony fact checks to claim that you're the ones that are lying when it's obvious they're lying.
Montana State News Network.
Good morning, I'm Dennis Bragg. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks officials say they've been able to capture and euthanize the bear who attacked a young girl in her tent while she was camping near Red Lodge. FWP says it tracked the bear, which it believes was the one that attacked the three-year-old, late Sunday night at the private campground. The girl was hospitalized with her injuries. Wardens are continuing to investigate to try and learn what prompted the attack. Montana gas prices are continuing their late summer slide, with prices nearly 50 cents a gallon lower than last summer. Nick Christensen has the latest numbers.
It's still not necessarily a bargain when compared to a decade ago, but filling up this week in Montana involves less pain at the pump and is certainly different from what we were paying 2 years ago. The latest survey from GasBuddy.com shows Montana's average gas prices have dropped 0.9 cents a gallon in the past week, hitting $3.50 a gallon across the 600-plus stations in the survey. Diesel prices are also continuing to drop. Nick Christensen for the Montana State News Network.
He may have missed the gold medal by millimeters in Paris, but Billings archer Brady Ellison is sounding upbeat now that he's back in Montana.
Pretty awesome over there in Paris to come back with two more medals, bring my medal count to five. I missed the gold medal by about 5 millimeters in a shoot-off, so it was a super awesome, super close match. And, just come home and kind of live it up a little bit and then start shooting again and getting ready for the next one.
Ellison told Aaron Flint on Montana Talks that he regularly shoots up to 500 arrows per day and includes, of course, a lot of Montana hunting opportunities in his training as a professional archer. He moved to Montana from Arizona a few years ago after coming up here to hunt and falling in love with the state.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app or visit montanastatenews.com.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for greatest of all time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care would love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys heard that Montana State News Network update there from Dennis Bragg. Dennis Bragg, what a pro. What a pro. And not just because he quoted our show. He used a soundbite from our great conversation with Brady Ellison, the Olympic medalist in archery. Got two medals, got the bronze and the silver that he came home with, if you missed our conversation with him last week. But, yeah, he used that in his statewide radio news update. But the story that I wanted to highlight, man, that story about the three-year-old girl being mauled by a black bear at a campground near Red Lodge, Montana. I did see that she was sent to a hospital in Billings, but we didn't get any update on her status. So just, I know folks are hoping and praying that she's doing well. But yeah, I did reach out to Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks to see if we have any additional updates on that story. But yeah, kind of a crazy story there. But yeah, it's not just the black bears. Obviously, it's grizzly bears that you're seeing in a lot more places that you may not have seen in more frequency as well. So definitely increases the threat out there. So all right, let's see. What do you want to talk about? 406-294-0970. Let me see if I think Vivek Ramaswamy made this point last night. At some point, he was interviewing with Kayleigh McEnany. I don't know if it's in this clip that we got for you right here. If not, that's okay, because I just made the point anyway, and we can come back to that point here. But, yeah, the DailyWire.com is where I first spotted this angle to the story. Not only is Kamala Harris copying President Trump and his pledge to scrap the tax on tips, but it's so hypocritical because she's trying to look like, oh, yeah, I support the waiters and the waitresses. You unleash the IRS on those very people. Look, this point was made early on. When John Tester and Kamala Harris wanted to expand the IRS and dump tens of thousands of new IRS agents, 75,000, 85,000 plus additional IRS agents and other IRS operatives, they weren't going to go after the rich guys. They weren't going to go after the Wall Street. Those guys have lawyers for this kind of stuff. They already know how to handle the IRS. They wanted to massively, dramatically expand the IRS to go after you. And that's exactly what they've done. They have been going after waiters and waitresses. Well, you haven't been claiming all your tips. They have been deliberately going after them. Let's see if Vivek, I know he made the point last night. I was listening to him on the drive back from an incredible event, by the way, with House Majority Leader Steve Scalise and Western District Congressman Ryan Zinke last night. But here's Vivek.
We don't need to wait for it, though, Kayleigh. We already know what our economic policies are. She favors a tax on unrealized capital gains. That is a formula for a stock market crash and the second Great Depression. And just for people at home to know what that means if you're a farmer and you own a farm or you own a small business, in many cases, you will have to pay taxes that you do not have the cash to pay because it's an unrealized capital gain. That's economic catastrophe. Another economic policy, saying she would get rid of the filibuster to ram through the Green New Deal, which would replace air travel with train travel, which would establish a single-payer healthcare system. She also favored nationalizing healthcare in a bill co-sponsored by Bernie Sanders, something I think Republicans have not gone after her enough for. So, you know, they talk a lot about weird, Kaylee. You know what I think is weird? I think abolishing air travel is weird. I think abolishing private health insurance is weird. And I think that a lot of these positions, the Green New Deal to abolishing the coal industry, are downright weird, not because it's an attack on other Americans, but because those are policies that hurt all Americans. So that's where I come out. And I do think we have not actually gone after her heavily enough on her policy record. Mm-hmm. And I think that's how we're going to win this.
Vivek, I saw a stunning graph in the New York Times today. And it is the fact that Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, between the two of them, look at their private sector experience. You see private sector experience there in red. You see Trump. You see J.D. Vance. They have a ton of it. Zero is the private sector experience by Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. What does that say to you?
It says to me that they're not ready to run the government if they haven't run anything in the private sector either. The reality is their economic policies also reflect it, Kaylee. The fact of the matter is, if Kamala Harris does as good of a job with the economy as she did with the southern border when she was in charge of that, then we are heading for a national catastrophe, a second Great Depression. And this isn't just bad for Republicans. This is something that's bad for all Americans, including the so-called communities of color that she claims she wants to serve. This is our path to victory. Is ultimately, do you want more money in your pocket? Do you actually want illegal mass migration into this country or not? End rampant crime and stay out of World War III? You have a choice. It's Donald Trump, even if you don't agree with him on everything. But I think the more we make this about policy, Kaylee, the more likely we are to succeed. And the less we make it about policy, I think the worse it's going to be for us.
All right, yeah, that was Vivek Ramaswamy. No, that was another very important point. I'm glad we snagged that portion of the conversation because he was talking about how they want to tax unrealized gains. So if you're looking out at your property, if you're looking at your farm, you're looking at your ranch, you're looking at your house, and they want to tax you on stuff you're not even making money off of yet. Before you even sell it, they want to tax you on it. Absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. But then, yeah, here's Kamala Harris saying, oh, yeah, and she's stealing Donald Trump's proposal. And all of a sudden, the very same fake news media that either didn't want to report on President Trump's policy proposal over 2 months ago, or they attacked it when it was his policy, now all of a sudden they're making it sound like it's this great thing. No joke. I think I shared this via X. I got to go find the exact tweet here, but I shared this via X.com. This was a side by. Oh, yeah, here we go. Hashtag journalism. 17 hours ago, Tim Murtaugh shared this one. Tim Murtaugh shared this one here. He was, of course, a Trump 2020 team. Only sharp-eyed readers will be able to spot the difference in the coverage of the two proposals. CBS News, this was back on June 17th. Former President Donald Trump's vow to stop taxing tips would cost the federal government up to $250 billion over 10 years, according to a nonpartisan watchdog group. I'm sure the nonpartisan watchdog group is very nonpartisan, too, right? What a joke. All right, so here they want you to know how costly President Trump's proposal is if we stop taxing the tips of hardworking waiters and waitresses. Meanwhile, that same CBS News, via that same platform, less than 2 months later, August 12th, 1:30 p.m., Vice President Kamala Harris is rolling out a new policy position saying she'll fight to end taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers. Now that Kamala is stealing the policy proposal from Trump, it's a very good thing, according to CBS News, but it was a bad thing when Donald Trump was proposing it. And by the way, I think I pronounced that wrong there. I said end taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers. According to cackling comments, hospitality workers. Hospitality. So apologize for my mispronunciation there. Let's go to Nancy and Roundup next up on the phone lines. What's going on, Nancy?
Hi. Good morning, Montana Talks family. I want to encourage everyone to Google and find the fabulous, extraordinary interview that took place between Elon Musk and Donald J. Trump. Elon Musk is not a educated, trained journalist, but he did a great job, and there's a lot of content in this interview that I think you're going to find worthwhile. And I'm on a mission. I've been talking about the differences between the progressives and the Democrats. I'm on a mission. I'm trying to get a separate ballot just for the progressives in the ballot box, because they cannot be allowed to run as Democrats. That is a lie. That is a falsehood. They are misrepresenting the old order of the Democrats, and there's still a few left in Washington, D.C. I think that is so totally wrong and unfair. So I'm going to do a lot of writing. I'm going to be calling our senator and our congressman, Ryan Zinke, today and plant this seed. But it's so totally unfair. And I want to say something about, you're talking about these taxing tips. You know, I was a hairdresser for several years, and also I taught cosmetology in a private beauty school. They tried to pull this crap in the 1970s, and what we did is I just took my paper and wadded it up and threw it out. It didn't work back then, and it's not going to work now.
All right, Nancy, great to hear from you. Yeah, that's a good question that you pose about, you know, hey, these people are so radical, so left-wing, that they're not like the old Democrat Party. And, yeah, I think I agree to a large extent that, okay, this is the Huey Long socialists. These are not your FDR Democrats. But to a certain extent, I mean, let's also be honest, it's not like the Democrat Party has the greatest history either, right? I mean, they were the party of KKK, they were the party of slavery, they were the party of sharecropping, they were the party of Jim Crow, and they're the party of the welfare state, which is modern-day sharecropping, if you ask me. What do they really have to be proud of?
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Now all of a sudden they're tough on crime. Do you see what is happening here? I'm going to bring inflation down on day one. Well, what have you done for the last 4 years? Except make the economy a disaster. What happened to the $93 trillion that you sponsored in the United States Senate to pass the Green New Deal? $93 trillion, government guaranteed everything. You no longer believe that either? Or we wouldn't know, because we have a complicit, complying, corrupt media that is abusively biased, basically nothing but an extension of the Democratic press office of Harris and Walz.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, ready to give your home a summer makeover without breaking the bank? Our friends at Blinds.com, they have you covered with huge summer savings on premium customizable window treatments. I love Blinds.com. They invented the better way to shop for energy-saving blinds and shutters. I love my motorized options. You'll love them too. And even cooling outdoor shades, all online. Blinds.com, they give you free professional design experts that can help make a minor project like updating your window treatments have a major impact on your home's decor. They also send you free samples, and plus you get unlimited window treatments installed, whether it's one window or 50 windows, for one low cost. And as always, Blinds.com has their 100% satisfaction guarantee, 100%. And if you shop at Blinds.com right now, you get huge summer savings up to 40% off site-wide. That's up to 40% off site-wide for a limited time when you go to Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Return for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TURN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, Nancy in Roundup mentioned the Elon Musk, Donald Trump conversation last night. Very cool. I wanted to listen to the whole thing. I was trying to listen in. I joined the Spaces conversation on X, driving between Billings and Bozeman last night after this incredible event with House Majority Leader Steve Scalise and Western District Congressman Ryan Zinke. He's bringing a lot of heavy hitters to town. You know, we had Jim Jordan and Kalispell on Saturday, Steve Scalise, back in Bozeman last night. I actually got to meet him in Bozeman back in 2016. It was just before, I didn't realize this, it was just before he had gotten shot by that crazed Bernie Sanders supporter at the congressional baseball game. But anyway, what a remarkable guy Steve Scalise is. You know, he got shot and just was facing, you know, all of the, you know, that, and overcomes that, stays in the fight. And then he battles cancer, stays in the fight. How many people in America are afraid to fight? Not even just afraid to fight. You're afraid to do anything remotely political. Oh, no, I don't want to offend somebody. Are you being offended at all? Are you offended by our open borders? Are you offended by inflation? The fact that you're losing tens of thousands of dollars every single year because of inflation? Are you offended by what happened on October 7th? The worst attack on Jewish civilians since the Holocaust? Are you offended by rampant crime? Oh, but you don't want to worry. You don't want to offend somebody, so you're afraid to do anything that feels like stepping up in any way whatsoever. Steve Scalise got shot by a crazed Bernie Sanders supporter. Look, anybody who's been in this business, who's served in politics, state, even the state freaking legislature, you're going to get death threats. Steve Scalise didn't just get a threat against his life. He actually was shot multiple times. Life-threatening injuries that he had to battle back for. And then he had cancer. And he still has stayed in the fight, fighting the good fight. Oh, but you're afraid that somebody might say something mean to you if you go door to door, or if you, you know, host an event or speak out. Look, if you... Anyway, well, that's an unexpected rant for you. Anyway, Nancy had brought up... So I'm driving back between Billings and Bozeman. But I, you know, you lose signal around Springdale, you lose cell signal around Reed Point, you know, et cetera. So it was popping in and out. So anyway, but yeah, what I did catch was just incredible. I mean, do you think Kamala Harris and Joe Biden could do 2 hours of a conversation like that with Elon Musk? No way whatsoever. Here's one of the highlights we did snag for you, though. The Trump War Room via X shared several great highlights of the conversation between Donald Trump and Elon Musk. Speaking of no taxes on tips, here you go.
Making a speech saying there will be no tax on tips. I said that months ago. And by the way, they had just the opposite. You know, they had not only tax on tips, but they hired 88,000 IRS agents, and many of them were assigned to go get waitresses and caddies and all of this on tips. They have a policy. They had a policy that they were really going to go after you. And we're really harassing people horribly. And then all of a sudden, for politics, she says, you know, she comes out with what I said, which I think is terrible. And I think it's also hitting them very hard. These people are fake.
Yeah, that was one of the great sound bites. There were some others. One other thing, you know, one thing I was going to ask Nancy in Roundup earlier, you know, she was highlighting this great conversation between Trump and Elon Musk. And she said, oh, it's all great information. Go check it out. And yeah, it's great information, but I'm wondering what new is in the conversation. Because if you're at the Trump rally in Bozeman Friday night, you would have heard a lot of the great highlights that he mentioned on Friday night would have also come up in this chat with Elon Musk last night. So what is new? Well, one thing that was new that I thought is an incredible point that needs to be made, especially because we are on the brink of World War III right now with this failed administration. I'll get to that point next.